time to start the iPhone users group on VIP. Hey, Janet, welcome in. Good to have you in here. We're just opening up the show here. What is today's date? Today's the 3rd of June. Time is moving right along, man, I'm telling you. I don't have a lot to talk about. I did want to mention the call assist that we were talking about on the morning chat. Evidently, what that is, it's hold assist, rather. Once you select that to be on, what it does is while you're on hold, and it makes this chirping noise when somebody picks up the phone on the other end. So that alerts you to pay attention because somebody just picked up. So I think that's pretty cool. I thought that it would mute the music while you're on hold, but it does not. I wish it did. That would be great. So all you would hear is like a chirp when they came on the line, but that's not the case. But it does help you in case you walk away from your phone. That chirp will alert you that, you know, they picked up. So that's good. The only other thing that I have to bring to the table today is I want to talk about it's called Card World. And it's kind of a spinoff from Dice World. Any of you that ever have played the Dice World, and I don't think there's too many in here that do. I know Hank does, so I think he would be interested in this more than anyone else, and he's not here, but I'm just going to touch on it briefly. Card World is a card game app, and it has three card games on it right now. Does Gin Rummy, it has 500 Rummy, and Sweetheart Hearts. And I've played all three, and it is kind of fun, and it can kind of, if you're waiting in the doctor's office or out on, you know, wanting to kill some time, that's a good time killer for you. So anyway, it's kind of fun to play, and it's accessible. So I haven't done the update yet, but I do plan to do it pretty soon because I know there are security fixes for that. And I want to open up to the floor to see if anybody has any comments.
I just like to make one little comment. A couple of a session or two ago, I think it might have been Hank or somebody anyway, talked about the single finger triple tap when you open an app. If you haven't started using it, I would encourage you to do it. It skips a lot of the fluff and goes right to the meat of the options. Or it's really handy.
Yeah, I use that quite a bit. It is a really neat feature.
And here he is. He did make it, Hank.
Hank, I didn't know you were coming because I thought Leslie would still be there.
Technically, she is still here. Hello, everybody. But she had part of her visiting. She has a race in New York, a High Rocks, which run 1,000 meters or something. And then you got to like do a sled pull, sled push, burpees, you know, different stations. So she's in New York right now. So I was able to come in.
Oh, good. Well, I had just talked about Card World. I downloaded it and was saying that I thought you would be the only one that might be interested in this. It's pretty neat. It's got three card games in it, the Gin Rummy, the Rummy 500, and Sweetheart Hearts. So, oh, no, it's not Sweetheart Hearts. It's Honeymoon Hearts. It was something like that. Anyway, I downloaded it, and it's pretty fun.
Oops, got to change my nickname. I thought, I don't have a TT file for this. That's why. Yeah, I was excited to see that, but I don't actually play those games. So I have not downloaded it because I saw what games were in it. But let me change my nickname.
Well, just while you're doing that, but I had never played Gin Rummy before, so I really didn't understand the game. So this taught me how to play Gin Rummy, and I really like it. So anyway, that's that. So what else does anybody have?
Gin Rum, because there's gin, which I think that's just basically you're kind of like trying to get a kind of like a full house, right? Well, actually, three of a kind and four of a kind in your hand. Gin Rummy, I think you can lay down. Is that kind of what we play on Quentin? And I don't know if Forrest has it.
No, it's way different from the Rummy that's on Quentin. It uses a combination of runs, kind of like Rummy runs and three of a kind. And then when you get your points low enough, you can do what they say, knock, and go out, and you get the other point, other person's points. So it's really interesting game.
Very cool. So I guess it's like Rummy, except the one on Quentin, you can meld. I think that's what it's called, melding on other people's hands that they put down. But this one, it sounds like just your own cards.
Yeah, it's just your own cards. So anyway, anybody else have any questions? Doesn't have to be about that. It can be just anything. The floor is open for anything.
I never run my phone down all the way, but I was just curious if anybody was having issues. The latest update, 20—I'm not even sure where we're at. 26.5.1 is supposed to fix like people with iPhone 17s. I guess some kind of charging issue. I was just curious if anybody had dealt with that.
Well, personally, I have an older phone, so I haven't run across that problem.
I know with mine, of course, I have an older phone too, but I notice sometimes when I plug it in to charge it, sometimes it'll just say charging, and other times it'll say slow charger. And I never really knew what the difference was or why that was.
I've never heard slow charger. What would that mean?
I have. The newer phones have fast charging, which the older ones did not have. And slow chargers, because I have a couple of older chargers. I have a, what do they call it? A wireless Chai charger, whatever, however you pronounce it, which I think only does 7.5 watts. So when I put it on there, it'll say slow charging. But I also, when I bought the phone, I bought a 40-watt charger. I should have just gotten 220s, but charges faster. But yeah, then it just says charging. But if you have an older charger that only puts out a certain amount of watts, it'll say slow charger.
But see, she gave them.
I was just going to say on that charging thing, it doesn't help so much with phone, but with power supplies. I have a problem telling when is it done charging. And I can usually feel the heat come off the power supply, and that would tell me. And I know that's not really exactly what we're talking about here, but it made me think of that.
Yeah, unless you can see that light on the most of these power chargers, you can't really tell how much charge you have on those power banks.
Well, then there's supposed to be something where you can tell it to get it up to 80% and stop. And stop charging or something like that. I read something like that and I thought, well, mine doesn't do that either. I mean, it only stops charging when you want to, you know, unplug it. And I know that I wish it would do that. Let you know when you're charging it, when it gets up to 80, because that's basically where they want you to stop. They don't want you to go up to 100. That there would be some way that you would know that so that you would go and unplug it when you lose track of time.
I want to be at 100, because especially if I'm going somewhere, I want to make sure I have a full battery in case I need to call Ira and do whatever. You know, I'm always afraid I'm not going to have enough battery to last. But I wonder why 80 is what Apple is recommending. Does anybody know?
The only thing I could think of, I think it has to do with the life cycles of the battery, so it doesn't degrade as much. I don't know how that works. Maybe every time you hit 100 or every time you hit zero, like it registers, or I don't know. I'm just guessing there. But I was curious to what phone you have. I forgot who was keyed up. Because mine, I have it set to charge up to 95 and stop. This way, I don't know. Even though mine has smart charging, so if, like, if I get into a routine, it'll charge to 80 up until, say, if I get up at 8 o'clock every morning. To 80, and then stop, and then about 6 or 7 o'clock in the morning, it'll charge the rest of the way to 100, so it's ready when I get up at 8. But I just have it set to go to 95, this way I don't max out the charge. For whatever reason, they don't want you to do that, so hopefully that'll help my life cycles. But I have a 17, so maybe the older phones don't do it. I guess it's probably a combination between the operating system and the phone.
Yeah, well, again, I do have an older phone. I have a 13, and I'm starting to think about whether or not I have to think about getting a new one, because it is. It's doing pretty well, actually, for as much as I use it. But I do have some of those issues, you know, with charging.
Well, the thing about these new, the new lithium ion batteries, I just let the charger take care of it, because it gets so complicated. And the other reason they only like it up to 80%, they don't want you to auger it. A lot of these chargers will trickle charge, which is a slow charge to keep the battery topped off, so when you come back 2 weeks later, it's not dead. Well, that will auger the batteries into the ground, because it just keeps pumping heat into the batteries and you don't need it.
And, how many? There was a 14, 15, 16. It's a little older, but then again, I went from the 8 to the 17. So if you're happy with it and there's no bells and whistles, you feel like you're really missing. If you're having battery issues, instead of buying a new phone, if you want to get a couple more years out of it, I think if the pricing hasn't changed, it's only about, I'd say, 70 to 90. I think it's about $80 to get a new battery put into it. And, you know, you got almost a brand new phone.
Yeah, as long as you're getting the latest software, and the 13 is going to be eligible to update to the latest software for, oh, at least 2-3 years more. So I would, you know, like, I've got a 14 Pro. I don't have any plans on getting a newer phone anytime soon.
I also have a 13 Mini, and my battery is getting to where, boy, it really wipes out pretty quick, especially like when you're on site shopping. Walmart, I've had it last week, it went down. It got below 20%. Boy, we were sweating bullets trying to get it to hold out to checkout. But I have a 13 right now, and I may think about a new battery for it. I know the battery cases that have a built-in charge, this phone has burned up two of those. They crack. I guess it overheated it. I don't know what happened on the charge case, but I've had two of them that have gone awry, so let me be quiet a minute.
Yeah. Well, I'll let you go. If you had more to go, Jen, let you go ahead before I...
Well, I tell you, those are those lithium ion ones that swell up. Those kind of are scary. I had an iPod that did that and took it in, and they changed it. They switched it out. They actually gave me a new iPod for the cost of the battery. That was pretty neat.
Good. that she would
overwork. What I do, I never run mine hardly ever on the battery. I have two of these, like I say, external power banks, and I've got one that's about the size of a pack of gum, and then I have a little cord that comes out of my fanny pack, and so I never run it on the batteries. I'm anal about it. I like to keep my battery up nice and charged all the time.
Yeah, no, I just was in my phone. I might have missed a couple good points here, but I went in, I was looking for battery and battery health. Well, I got to 13 Pro Max, and when I went in the battery, it told daily usage at certain times at certain points. And it had it where you could set the maximum at other than 100%. And I could not find the battery health. And the last I knew, it was at 85. But I've had good luck with mine. My battery usually runs 2 to 3 days before I have to recharge it. So, of course, it depends on what you have running in the background a lot of times. You have things that go and check for updates to this or messages or Facebook or whatever. You know, it's totally scanning.
What do they recommend the battery health to be before you actually have to take it into Apple for a replacement?
The other thing is, if you're at home, turn off your cellular. I'll be right there, Colette. Okay. Because I find the lower the cellular signal, the more juice your phone uses. My mother-in-law's leaving here. I'm going to have to say good evening. Good afternoon to everybody. Take it easy.
Hey, take care there. I think around 80% when they start to, the phone starts telling you need a new battery. But I had my 80 for quite a while. I think maybe I got it down to like 76 or something. It still works. You might shut down on you once in a while when you start running the battery low. It's more to protect the phone than it is the battery dying on you. But when it started giving me a lot of, this might help you guys, the ones that are dealing with the battery problems. From the time I take it off the charger, because it turns it off as soon as you hit 80% and you're charging your phone, I just tell Siri, turn low power mode on. The phone still works well. It just turns off like background stuff. I never noticed a difference, like anything I was missing. But then it conserves your battery a lot more that way.
It also locks your screen all the time.
True, but as someone who locks the screen all the time anyway, it didn't really bother me.
Well, now that I don't have a passcode, it might not bother me as much, but yeah, it was still getting on my nerves.
I charged my battery early yesterday morning before I had something going on. Well, anyway, I had a full charge, and right now it's at 56. Now, I can get through probably until tomorrow night, and I'll probably be about 25 or 30%. So I think that's pretty good, actually.
Yeah, but Cherry, you don't do anything with your phone. I mean, I'm on my phone all the time. I read my mail. I read my book. I do all the funny stuff on Facebook, so some of it's kind of crazy. I do Dice World, Card World now. I'm always on my phone. Try doing that and see if you can last more than a day.
Yeah, you're probably right there. I do use Be My Eyes and love that stuff, and Life 360, and there's quite a few other ones I use. I check out menus, different places, and sort of stuff. So, but yeah, you're right. That would pull a lot. I always leave data on. I don't think it makes a difference, to tell you the truth, but because it switches to, to your home network when you're home. So I know I've never seen a difference there. I've tried it before, actually.
I totally agree. I don't see any need to go in and turn the cell off and on. That's just time consuming and it doesn't really help anything. And it does. It switches from Wi-Fi, I mean, to Wi-Fi whenever you're home. So I don't think that's necessary at all. I was going to say something else about. Oh, I do recommend that once you use Be My Eyes or Facebook or any of those location type apps that, you know, use your location, I do recommend shutting those down, you know, with the app switcher. So that will help your battery.
I agree as well. The only apps I keep open, and there's probably other ones that are safe too, is Dice World and Messages. Those I don't close. Messenger, Facebook, anything that uses your camera, because they kind of sit in the background. Because I know, like, Be My Eyes, or is it Seeing AI, the text reader. It says it shuts down, but it's always kind of active. Also, somebody said something about not finding their battery health. Is that correct? So I'm in my battery settings. I'm at the top.
Battery, 77%. Info, button.
That's the charge. That's not the battery health.
Last charge to 93%. 10, daily usage, heading. You're using more battery today than you usually do by 3:19 p.m.
I probably should have slowed that down.
Average, 12%.
Okay, so at the very bottom, I'm going to do a four-finger single tap at the bottom of the screen. That'll bring me to the bottom of the page.
Group, system font regular, 13, today, 20%, 12.
Audio graph should have.
The x-axis battery percentage, switch button, on, battery percentage,
yep.
Switch button, battery percentage.
Yeah, I'm swiping
switch
right, button, and it's on. Stuck on battery percentage, so I'm going to swipe left.
Power mode, adaptive, button, charging, button, battery health, button.
There's battery health, double tap on that.
Battery health, normal.
Normal.
This iPhone battery is performing as expected. About battery and warranty, link.
Performing as expected.
Maximum capacity, 100%.
Maximum capacity, 100%.
This is a measure of battery capacity relative to when it was new. Lower capacity.
Okay,
may result
you don't need to hear that.
Yeah, that was me that couldn't find it. Okay, they got it hidden. Well, before you used to be able to click battery, and battery health was very easy to find. Now you got to pass all the other stuff. I'll have to look for it.
Yep, it used to be right at the top. Now it's all the way at the bottom. Not the last thing, but like I said, if you can do a four-finger single tap close to the bottom of the screen, that should bring you all the way to the bottom, and then you can swipe left, and it should be right there.
So, Janice, for your, I wouldn't recommend getting another one of those battery chargers that attaches to your phone. But I do recommend getting a power bank. I think Mark got one in Springfield, if I remember correctly, or one of you did. That one seems to work good. And hey, Allie, welcome in.
Hey, Allie. And depending on also how much battery, where your battery health is, if it is pretty low, instead of spending the money on battery banks or I mean, battery bank's always good to have, especially if you're using USB-C, because that's the way everything's going. Because if you get a Lightning one, as soon as you upgrade your phone, it's going to be useless. Like I said, it's only like $80 for a brand new battery for your phone versus $40 for, you know, one of those mag chargers. Actually, I don't know. I think those go about 50, somewhere between 50 and $80 as well. So you might as well put a new battery.
Well, I do have those charge banks, and I keep those real handy in my purse and everything because, like I say, this one has gotten to where it'll go down pretty quick. And so, I've got several of those, as a matter of fact, and I do use them.
Well, you might want to go through and make sure that you don't have any, because your battery's going down real quickly. Make sure that all the apps that you're using, just go ahead and close the ones like, you know, even the Walmart one. They use the location while you're in the app. And any of those type apps that you have open, they could be draining your battery in the background.
Yeah, location services and anything, like she said, if they're looking for your location, they will draw Now I have mine on because I have Y360, which is a location service, and Find My is another location service. And so it's always on. So I'm surprised my battery lasts as long as it did. Thanks, Hank. I found it. Mine's at 84 now. And it's been 85 until I don't know when, but I think I checked it a year ago.
No problem. Glad to help. And Janice, I wonder if does anybody here have, I don't know where mine is. My gut, it's been so long since I looked at it. I wouldn't even know what folder to find it. There is a list of things to do to help save your battery, like turn background and refresh off. I mean, location services, either turn it off, turn a bunch off that you don't want using it, or make sure they're set to only while using app. There's a couple of other things like smooth screen, or I forget what they call it, liquid glass, or just all these motion something. Turn all that stuff off. That's more for sighted people, and that also eats your battery.
Somebody just came in. I did not catch, but welcome in. And I was kind of looking for my battery health, which mine is a little different from you guys.
Hey, Jeff.
Hello.
Hey, Jeff. Welcome in. We're talking about the battery health of the phones, and I was just recommending that when you're finished with an app that uses location services, make sure that you go to the app switcher and close them out, because that will help conserve battery life.
Yeah, I just found mine. It says maximum battery capacity 85. So I think I'm on the border here of where I might need to start thinking about either a new phone or getting a new battery for this one.
I bet you got a year or two left, Chris Ann. Mine was 85 a year or two ago. I'm 84 now, so I'm probably not going to worry about it until I get a new one, which hopefully maybe another year.
Does anybody know what optimized battery charging means? Because I've got mine switched on, but it looks like my battery health is 90%.
That's the one I was talking about, that if it learns your patterns, you get up the same time every day. Like if you're the type that charges your phone at night, it charges to 80% till like an hour or two before you start using it, and then it charges it the rest of the way at 100. So it doesn't sit at 100 all night.
I've got SiriusXM playing all night.
Okay. And, that's what, what's his name who left, was talking about the trickle charge. That's why they don't want it plugged in at 100% for lots of hours, because it's always like draining and charging, draining and charging, draining and charging, draining and charging. When it goes to 80%, it just stops charging until a certain time, and then it starts charging again. So you could leave it on for 10 hours, but if it knows that you get up at 8, 6 o'clock, it'll start charging. So anywhere from, 8 o'clock at night to 6 in the morning, it's not charging.
Maybe that's the problem I have, is that I'm not doing it. I'm doing it more when it seems to need it, and that's depending on how much I've used it, rather than trying to do it at the same times every day. I wonder if that, how that matters.
Yeah, I don't know. Welcome in, Muhammad. My name is Cheryl. I kind of facilitate this event. This is the iPhone users group. Basically, we just have a conversation about our iPhones, and today seems to be talking about battery health and when you should charge and not charge your iPhone. Do you use an iPhone?
Hey, Muhammad. Welcome.
Hello there. Good to meet you, first of all, and thank you for running the event. I actually knew about it just now, but after entering. And to answer, no, I don't use an iPhone, but I'd be still interested if it's all about battery health.
Well, there seems to be some discussion about high the charger battery, maybe not to charge it all the way to 100%, maybe to 80%, and that Apple kind of controls that. I just plug it up and let it do its thing. But I do kind of, during the course of a day, I will let my battery run down to about 20 and 30%, and then I go, oh, I better run for a charger.
The other day, I checked my, I was in tech support call, and it's 8%, so I had to kind of cut it short, but we got her done anyway. So I usually check it a little more often than that.
So, Mohammed, do you have a mobile phone, or assuming if you don't have an iPhone, are you using like an Android or a Pixel?
And I don't think I met you before, but hello, Mohammed. My name is Ali. I'm from near Boston, and welcome on the site.
Thank you. Ali, I use a Samsung phone, A26.
I have the key. There it is. I do have the key now. And what we were also talking about is doing things to conserve your battery life, meaning, I don't mean life in the long term, during the day is, I don't know if Androids have it, but turning off background and refresh, closing apps that do geolocation, like Facebook, weather apps, anything that uses your camera, closing it down because they tend to draw your battery, especially the location service, the ones that use location services.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, actually, the same thing can apply to Android. I myself charge my battery up to 95, and it seems to help. Because it's like the maximum you can take it without getting it all the way to 100.
Yep, that's what I've been doing as well, 95. Let's see. Anybody got more battery questions or anything, any other questions about iPhones?
I have a question. Sometimes when I call certain things like a doctor's office or something like that, and you know they have the answer menu and it gives you, like, if you want to talk about your office visit, press 2, or if you want to talk to the nurse, press 4, you know, that kind of thing. And it won't show me the keyboard, so I can't make a choice. And that's happened to me several times. I don't know what could be the problem with that.
Okay, so I'm wondering if keyboard loss focus, do you go to the tabs in the bottom of the screen and double tap on keyboard if it's not showing it to you, and then maybe you'll see it then?
Well, see, I would like, you know, I would ask Siri to make the call for me, and then when they answer, there's no keyboard anywhere for me to push a choice key.
Okay, what you're going to need to do, because Siri is executing that, the phone app is not really opened, or if it is, the keyboard is not selected. So you'll look at the screen, make sure that keyboard is selected, and then it'll put that keyboard on the screen for you.
That's what I was going to say to Cheryl. Before I make a call, even though I may have her do it, I open the phone app, select the keypad, and then when I do need to use the numbers, they're available there.
Oh, I hadn't been doing that, guys. I'll try it. Oh, dear Gussie, I feel so dumb.
No, not really, because there are two different ways. To be honest, I don't remember, but I think I do what Cheryl says as far as if I use Siri, once it picks up, I go to the bottom where it says voicemail, history, favorites, keypad. And then I double tap on the keypad, and then you have the keypad there. What's the other thing? I might as well bring this up. I think I brought this up, maybe not the last time, the time before. Anybody with the newer phones or the newer iOS, I think it's the iOS that has it, your phone app has changed it, especially your voicemails. It wants to group your calls with your voicemails. And it's, to me, it was really wonky and weird to read. I think if you click on edit, and I got to remember how to do it. I think if you click on edit, somewhere on the page, you can switch to classic mode and your voicemail, your phone app will look the way it used to. I find it so much easier.
Yeah. Yeah. That's exactly right, Hank. Janice, I think Chris Ann nailed your solution right there. Before you have Siri make the call, just open the phone app. Make sure the keypad is. That's brilliant, Chris Ann. Great suggestion.
Yeah, I think it's a great suggestion. And if you want to make it easier, you could even have Siri open up the phone app, then use your finger at the bottom of the screen, double tap on keypad, and then do Siri again to make the call. If you know, like call Dr. So-and-so.
Yeah, I'm going to do that. I hadn't been. I would just, you know, be at my screen and I'd just say, Siri, call. And then once you do it, well, that stands to reason. I'll sure do it. Thank you, Chris Ann, and thank you, Cheryl. And hi.
You know, I noticed that when I use Siri to open an app or something, Siri doesn't go away. I have to, like, close Siri out before I can get to whatever's going on in the app. Does anybody else have that issue, or is there a way around that?
Well, there was someone with a similar problem checking like voicemails yesterday in the last 2 days that I know of, but not that I know.
I wonder if you have, and I got to check mine because mine's kind of been doing a little bit of that. Not so much with an app, follow up on, like, to. Sometimes people were saying that, like, Siri's still listening, so you got to say thank you to make her go away. I think you can do turn on text to Siri on, which makes no sense, but that partially gets rid of that, and turn follow up off, unless follow up is the A-Lady thing I'm thinking of. But hang on a second, and I'll try opening up a random app and see if I'm stuck in Siri or I go to the app.
Yeah, I'll have to go back and Siri is in this iteration of iOS, to me, is confusing.
Well, on this last update that we just received, or I did, it had that thing, was it T-Life or something like that? I couldn't understand it. But, of course, I declined it. I didn't. It's a security thing, and I didn't. You know, go through with it. But anyway, it just, that app just appeared on the home screen.
What app was that, Janice?
The last update, after it got done with that, that app was on my screen.
I haven't done the latest update. Shame on me.
I know another problem I'm having is the text replacement thing, because I tried to set up, like, you know, like a macro for my email address for any sites that you go to where it wants you to sign in with your email address. And so I tried to set up a thing where all I would have to type was EMA, and then it would do my email address, and it's not doing that. It's saying that it saved it. But for some reason, when I go to do it, it's not happening.
Okay, so here's the trick with that. And what's going on is it's not generating, because once you type EMA, you have to hit a space bar to execute the shortcut. Because otherwise, it doesn't realize that you're wanting the shortcut, because it thinks you're going to type a word. So after you type in EMA, put the space in there. It'll generate your email address, and then you'll have to take the space out.
And also, I don't know, I have not done it in a long time, but it used to not be so obvious. You do press add. The first thing you do is the EMA in the first box, and then the second box is what you want it to do. The first time I tried it, and I'm going back years, I was doing it backwards because the wordage was weird on it, so I was doing it completely backwards. So somebody told me, no, the first box is the shortcut. And I didn't know you had to put the space. Maybe they changed that too, because I kind of remembered if I did, I'll just use EMA as an example, it would put in my shortcut, but if I kept typing like... I don't know what word EMA starts with. I'll just say Emmanuel to say something. Then as soon as I type the fourth letter, the shortcut would go away. Then it would keep typing, but they might have changed that.
No, it's looking for a delimiter.
Yeah, that makes sense to say to space. I thought it was one of those weird things like, it typed it, but it's not showing it to you. You know, like when you type your password, and you have to hit that show password button or whatever. I thought, well, maybe it's really typed it, but I'm just not seeing it. But that's a good thought. Okay. Thank you, Cheryl. I'll have to try that.
So when you've tried it before and it didn't work, did it have the EMA in there?
That's what I'm curious about. And also one way is to swipe off of it, swipe back, and they should hear, you know, say your password's 9 characters. It won't show you it, but it'll say 9 characters. Then you know it, put it in there. Now, real quick to Cheryl's question. Open music. Let's put my finger on the screen because I didn't say anything.
Settings. New release. Made for you. Mood for you.
Nope, love, I didn't have love. To, although I kind of waited because she didn't say anything.
Captures the perfect mood.
So maybe just wait a second and then you can get to your app.
I'll do that.
Yeah, to answer your question, the EMA was there, but not my email address. So yeah, you did see that. But okay, I will play with it some more.
Yeah, try doing that, you know, EMA space and then click away and then back to it and then take that space out. So, and that should help you.
Well, I wouldn't take the space out when she's putting it in the settings, put in EMA space. Oh no. I see what you're saying. She could type in EMA space. It should just automatically EMA. And put in whatever she puts in the second box. It should automatically do that. I don't think the space should be there.
Yes, it won't generate because it doesn't recognize it as the shortcut unless you put the space there. Because I've had that happen to me. It's like, well, wait a minute. That's supposed to be a shortcut. And I don't know what I was doing one time. And I executed it. And when I hit the space in, it generated it, but I always had to take that space out at the end.
Now, is that for all text to speech, or you think this is more a little bit more specific for emails, like when you're trying to put in an email or a password?
Basically for an email address, not for anything else. Like if you're typing in my email is blah, 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 you're still going to have a space between the three-letter thing and after, before and after, because... otherwise, it's not going to know it's a shortcut.
True. I'll have to try that one of these days. I kind of like that EMA. Or maybe since EMA is a name, maybe try EML. Change it that way.
No, I think her EMA will work fine. It's not what's written there. It's the fact that there's no space after it to tell it, oh, execute my shortcut. Go ahead and try it, Hank.
Now, do I have to be in an email field, or can I like say, can I go create one and put it in a text message to you and try it there?
Yeah. Do you have any shortcuts now?
I don't remember. Let me look.
Because, see, if you do, even if you're writing a basic shortcut, like talk later or something, you still have to hit that space bar after later to execute that shortcut.
Okay. I just opened the Notes app and opened a new note and typed EMA space, and my email address is there. So that is the trick to it.
Aha! Very good. So that's great. I'm glad you were able to do that. So that should help you going forward with your email.
Oh, yeah, because when you have to type an email address, and especially if you use dictation a lot, which I do, you know, it would put a space, like it would before the at sign sometimes, or after the at sign in your email address, and all sorts of crazy things. And so I thought, well, if you would write it one time the way that it's supposed to be, and that's exactly what it did. It kept it all together just the way it's supposed to.
So, yeah, just make, you know, because if there's a space at the end of an email address, I'm not sure that it would generate. You know, it won't send because with the space at the end of it, it's not considered a valid email address. So if you just delete that one character at the end of that, then that should work. Hank, are you there?
Yeah, sorry, going through my settings here real quick. What was the question?
No question. Did you hear that Chrisanne was able to generate her email address?
Oh, yes, I was in the notes. So, okay, that works. If it works, it works. But I'm still going to try and recreate this scenario, situation, whatever.
Yeah, okay. Well, we have a few minutes left. Does anybody have any other questions?
Okay, I do have one that I created a while ago here. OMW for on my way. So I'm going to just try to type in that into a text message to you there, Spencer.
You're going to try to type it without the space?
Tommy McCall.
Correct. Okay, so here we are.
Cap U. Cap I. I'm. Cap O.
Oh, O.
Cap O. B. N, M, M, Q, A. Messages, message, text field, is editing, insertion point at end.
Huh, it used to work.
Space, messages, message, text field, is editing, insertion point at end.
Didn't work at all. Out, never mind, hang on.
L, delete, space, L, delete, A, E, W. Message, text field, is editing, OMW, insertion point at end, space, my way.
Oh, there it goes.
Message, text field, is editing, on my way, insertion point at end.
You are, guys are correct. Never used to do that.
I don't think you just realized that it's always done that, but yeah. Remember the old Braille and Speak days, Chris and Mike? We used to create macros, and it needed a delimiter, so that's where I got that from.
Oh, yeah, I remember those brown speaks and the macros, yeah. Oh, I remember the macros and the brown speaks, yeah.
I really should have remembered that because that's what you did in WordPerfect, too, when you were typing. And I use those macro things all the time in WordPerfect, and it was. You typed the abbreviation, whatever it was you set up in space, that, you know. So I should have thought of that. But hey, you always think the phone is different than some of the other things that you used to use, but it works the same way.
Well, the only reason I know that is because it happened to me, and I used to wonder, why is it, if that's the shortcut, why isn't it do working? And so I found out the hard way. That's why.
I used to use those macros a lot. Yes, I remember that, but I used to use those macros a lot at my Braille Speak. And when I got a Braille light, I used to use them.
And I got to start using them again. I used to have a bunch on my old phone. I don't know where they all went or if I deleted them. Some I wasn't using anymore, but like that On My Way is a good one. The email one I think is great. Sometimes, you know, you new app or you got to re-sign back in. What's your email address? You know, three letters and your whole email address is in there, especially with when you got to go with the at and the dot. And I don't think it works for passwords, does it? I think passwords don't like the macros.
It would probably work with a password. Just remember to take that space out at the end. I've never tried it with a password, but I might.
Well, why would you take the space out? Because if you type, like, okay, you make the shortcut as EMA. And as soon as you type EMA space, it knows to put in the password. Is it putting in the email, is it keeping the space bar with the shortcut?
It is my experience that it did. But you can verify that. It seems like I had to remove the space, but I could be wrong about that part of it. But I know the space is needed to generate it.
Is editing.
I'm going to test it right now. Still in your text message. So I'm going to retype the OMW space. And then I'll go up and read what's in the body and see if there's a space up there.
Yeah, because when I think about the macros, when I did it in WordPerfect, it would put the space after the, like I used to do ORM for operating room. And you would type ORM space, and there was a space after room. So I'm thinking it probably does.
It does, because I'm at the end of the edit field.
Space, exclamation mark, Y-A-W-W-A-Y, exclamation mark, space.
So once you put the space in, it's letting it know the EMA puts in the email address, but it's kind of weird that... Yeah, I don't think I ever needed to do that. It used to work for me all the time. Anything I put in, I just typed the two or three letters in and hit send, and it worked.
Well, I don't know, but that's the only way I could get them to generate for me. Well, I think we all picked up a little something today. It's been a really, really good session today. I want to thank everybody for your participation and we all learned something, so I really appreciate it. We'll be back in 2 weeks to do it again. So everybody have a great afternoon and take care.